Witches and Wizards, retold by Philippa Tracy. Copyright Burlington Books 2010. Black Magic. Chapter 1. Zabaron the Wizard King. One day, a poor young man named Stefan gets lost in the forest. He walks and walks, and finally he comes to a palace. He's tired and hungry. The door is open, and Stefan enters.
"Is anybody home?"
he asks, but there's no answer. Stefan sees a table of delicious food, and he starts to eat. Suddenly, an old man in a purple tunic appears.
"Who are you?"
he asks.
"Why are you eating my food?"
"My name is Stefan and I'm lost,"
explains the poor man.
"I was very hungry and your food is delicious."
"I'm Zabaron, the Wizard King,"
says the old man.
"Do you want to stay here?"
"Yes,"
answers Stefan.
"It's very nice here."
"Okay. You can eat my food, but you must work for it,"
says Zabaron.
"You must give my horses food and water, and always put wood on the fire. It's very important. My magic comes from the fire."
"That's easy,"
says Stefan.
"I can work for you."
The next morning, Stefan goes to the stables to give food to the horses. He sees an elegant young woman there with a black horse.
"Hello,"
says Stefan, surprised.
"Who are you?"
"I'm King Zabaron's daughter, Princess Melinda,"
answers the woman.
"This is my horse, Magic. I visit him every day. Who are you?"
"I'm Stefan. I work for your father now."
"Be good to Magic," says the princess. "He's my favourite horse."
"You can depend on me,"
says Stefan with a smile. Melinda likes Stefan, and they see each other every day at the stables. Soon, they fall in love. But Stefan isn't a prince. He's poor, and Melinda can't marry him.